Well, what's being done about safety of schools in Montgomery County in the wake of the shootings in Newtown? Parents made their concerns clear at a meeting last night of the Montgomery County Council of PTAs. WTOP's Kate Ryan was at that meeting, and she joins us live now in the studio. Kate, give us some background about what you were hearing from parents last night.
The top concerns I heard were it's clear that these parents had been paying very close attention to all the investigation surrounding Newtown and how the assailant got into the building. So you heard questions about portable classrooms. They're seen as a vulnerable spot. You heard questions about staffing at the front door, who lets them in. And right now, you should know, elementary schools are all getting an upgrade. They are getting these access control systems where you have to be buzzed in. That was accelerated in the wake of these shootings. They were in the fifth, I think it's the fifth year of a six-year plan or the fourth year of a five-year plan, but in the last legs of this. And now the promise is they're going to get this done by the end of this school year. So the schools are very sensitive to what they're hearing from parents. Interesting note, though, the tone of the meeting. It was not a blame game kind of meeting. It was parents really trying to brainstorm with, what are we doing about this? What are we doing about that? The hot topic last night was the school resource officer program. Mm-hmm. Now, let's explain. A school resource officer is a Montgomery County police officer, a sworn officer who is armed. For years, they have been stationed in the schools, but their numbers have been cut. The original plan was to have 32 at every high school. They now have a total of 6 due to budget cuts. Council members Phil Andrews and Craig Rice, who are on the Public Safety Committee at the council, said, make no mistake, we want to see more back in.
Is there funding for that?
That's going to be the question. The budget is going to be worked on. It will be approved in May by the county council. I think Mr. Andrews and Mr. Rice were making the case that they're going to lead the charge on this to restore those funds. And I believe it was Mr. Rice who said he'd spoken to executive, County Executive Isaiah Leggett, about restoring those officers. Interesting to note here, years ago when that program was developed, it was Gaithersburg City's brainstorm. There were a lot of parents who back then did not want an armed officer in their schools. So you see, what's happened here is the tenor of the times is changing. And the interesting thing was at the end of the meeting, Commander Luther Reynolds, he serves the 5th District in Upper Montgomery County, said, you know what, when it's all said and done, what this boils down to is see something, say something, and establishing relationships with your community, teachers, principals, police, work together, and that's when things can be prevented. I will say very quickly, one student talked about at Richard Montgomery High School recently, someone walked in and stashed a weapon in the building. Within minutes, the police were on it. They reviewed videos, apparently. They were able to find both the weapon and the person who brought it in, and they were out of the building in no time at all with no disturbance. And that student said, that's the kind of thing we understand and expect here in Montgomery County.
We know you can never feel too comfortable, certainly in the wake of all of this. And it is interesting to hear the discussion about armed security personnel at schools. What do they think they will do in the short term to bolster things? Because it sounds like they feel pretty good about where things are. Obviously, there may be some vulnerabilities, but what might they do before the end of the school term to make some additional changes?
Right now, again, I think just reinforcing the notion that anything out of the ordinary needs to be flagged immediately. And that goes right down to the teachers and custodians. I mean, those are some of your eyes and ears on the ground who say, you know what, I noticed this in the parking lot, or something was going on at lunch today. And most of them point out the kind of Newtown shooting, thank heavens, is an anomaly. That the typical threat in any school day is something inside the building, a fight that boils over and where kids can get seriously hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now they're emphasizing keep your eyes and ears open and follow procedure. Do not say, oh, wave them in, it's okay. Oh, no need to use the access control. And I think my sense is that people are mindful of that.
WTOP's Kate Ryan joining us live here in the studio.